news, I'm Bill Wise. The mayors of Missouri's four largest cities and Governor Mike Parson have outlined their top priorities for battling violent crime. Brian Houseworth has the report.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Cruzan, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, Springfield Mayor Ken McClure, Columbia Mayor Brian Treese, and their four respective police chiefs met with Governor Parson at the State House on Monday. Mayor McClure tells Capitol reporters their top three priorities are witness protection and relocation, mental health treatment, and keeping guns out of the hands of those under 18. Cruzan says protecting witnesses is key to solving more crimes and obtaining more convictions. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
Fuel prices are expected to drop, but not much for Missouri Thanksgiving drivers. Gas Buddy projects unleaded gas to decline by about 5 cents. Tristan Whelan tells WGEM-TV in Quincy that he won't complain.
You know, everybody's got to buy gas, and if I'm traveling around, I got to buy it anyway, so might as well get why it's cheap.
Gas Buddy says Missouri's average price for unleaded fuel is $2.27 per gallon. AAA Auto Club predicts nearly 50 million people will be driving more than 50 miles for Thanksgiving, with most drivers out on the roads tomorrow. If you haven't taken your turkey out of the freezer yet to thaw, you could use the old cold water method. Nicole Johnson with Turkey Company Butterball tells Missouri Net affiliate KCHI in Chillicothe to keep the bird in its plastic wrapper and put it in a bucket of cold water.
It's a half hour per pound using that method. So your 12-pound turkey would take 6 hours using that method.
The standard refrigerator thaw method will take 1 day for every 4 pounds. And the National Weather Service says there's a chance of thunderstorms across central and eastern Missouri this afternoon and into this evening. Some of those storms could be severe this evening, with damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes possible. Winds will become strong and gusty after midnight tonight, and a wind advisory will be in effect for most of the state beginning this evening. Expect sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts over 40 miles per hour. Bill Hart of Missouri Preservation has a new book for lovers of off-the-beaten-path places and unique towns. His historic Missouri Roadsides, second edition, highlights the beauty and character of small-town Missouri.
In light of my trying to highlight my efforts in historic preservation, I kept noticing all of these places that looked maybe a little ramshackle, and I kept thinking, you know, I need to capture these buildings on film. I need to take pictures of them to at least document them for what might be their last time.
Hart's hope is that these towns and buildings will be preserved and survive. A Boonville man indicted in October for child molestation is now wanted for violating the terms of his release. 72-year-old Robert Bosma was charged with one count of first-degree child molestation. He was released from jail and placed on home detention with supervision. Instead of abiding by the terms of his release, documents state Bosma repeatedly returned to the scene of the crime. An arrest warrant has been issued. This is news on Missouri Net.